It was by the summer twilight on the old porch. Her skin glowed with a mischievousness that revealed her true intentions. Her molten need grew stronger and stronger within her fiery furnace. He looked back, feeling that he was about to become intimate with her secret center. Upon this realization, his maleness started to swell in his loins of desire, and it heightened. He drew closer and closer still. He could almost smell the scent of her damp, moist, needy place, and the air was filled with his viral masculinity. He reached out, and with a simple touch, she uncontrollably released herself to her passionate depths. She responded with a lordosis presentation of her glistening portal of womanhood, obeying an instinct she hadn't known she possessed. The hard pulse of his arousal sprung from his trousers, and he grasped the rigid tool that pulsed him to the core. With one swift maneuver, he plunged into the petal-soft folds of her womanhood, taking deeper heat within his torrid extension. Ah, the rapture. The lightning bolts of fulfillment. They soared over the edge into a staccato of spasms and a frenzy of simultaneous explosions. His spear of engorged flesh repeatedly found the apex of her legs, the ultimate happy place. Her warm, dark haven pulled the turret shaft deeper into her slick, wet heat, rising up to meet every thrust, burning caress as he drove into the door of her femininity. And at the moment of blinding release, impaling her on his straining shaft, her love lava overflowed the banks of the juncture of her thighs. His embalming injection landed deep in the fertile womb. They plunged over the crest, rocketed through the universe, burned to a cinder. And as he held her, pressed into her sweetness, their engorged flesh fell into the age-old rhythm of everlasting love.